Salman Rushdie. His novel, The Satanic Verses, recently marked its own 20th anniversary. Of course, the book sparked a furor, leading to a series of bombings and assassinations around the world, and a fatwa calling for the death of Rushdie, which sent the author into hiding for nearly a decade. Salman Rushdie stopped by our studio to talk about The Satanic Verses with Steve Paulson.
Did you have any inkling that it was going to be so controversial when you were writing it?
Not really, no. I mean, I guess I made the assumption that people who live in free societies make, which is the assumption of freedom. You know, I mean, I assumed that I could write about anything I felt like. That's, I think, what every writer in a free society assumes. Otherwise, you don't know how to start. I guess I thought that those relatively short passages of the novel, which deal with the kind of reinterpretation of the birth of a religion, might upset some conventionally conservatively religious Muslims. But I thought, you know, after all, in the novel, the religion is not called Islam, the prophet is not called Muhammad, the city is not called Mecca. And the whole thing, these so-called troublesome passages, take place in a dream sequence, and the dream is being dreamt by a man who is losing his mind. So, I mean, these are like 9 degrees of separation, you know, and it seemed to me that what I hoped people would understand is that the thing that was being attempted in those passages was not anything as crude as an attack or an insult, but an attempt to look at the nature of revelation, what it was, yes, admittedly from the point of view of somebody who was skeptical about it. And I thought that was a perfectly legitimate project. And if there were people who didn't like it, they didn't have to read it. You know, I mean, one of the reasons why there's more than one book in a bookstore is that people can choose the ones they want to read. That was my going-in position. So, no, I mean, not only did I not know it was going to happen, but nor did anyone else. In fact, my previous novels had been highly praised in Iran, I mean, post-Ayatollah Iran. And so nobody in Iran suspected there was going to be any trouble. And indeed, bookstores in Iran, the one or two bookstores that existed which sold English language books, had imported large quantities of this novel to sell. And for 6 months, remember the novel came out in September 88, the fatwa, the attack on the novel, was in February 89. So there was a period of 6 months when the book was being freely sold in Tehran without causing any problem at all.
So what do you think happened? I mean, why suddenly did it catch on and become this?
I think it's my misfortune to have been Khomeini's last stand. You know, I think Khomeini was having a very hard time. First of all, he was dying. Secondly, the revolution was in considerable trouble after his defeat in his Iraq war. And he was looking for a way of rallying the troops. And my bad luck is that I was it.
So it was sort of the perfect storm in a way. I mean, this particular historical moment, the late 1980s, where your book landed on the scene. Then.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, bad timing. I mean, had the book come out 6 months later when Khomeini had died, I don't think any of the things that we now know about would have happened.
Now, more recently, we have seen other instances not as severe as what happened to you with the Satanic Verses, but of course there were the Danish cartoonists, mm-hmm. and which caused another enormous rupture of furor around the Muslim world. And yet it also seems that we're starting to hear a greater diversity of voices.
Yeah, I think finally, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, what would a respectful political cartoon look like? What would a reverential political cartoon do? It certainly wouldn't make you laugh. I mean, the nature of the form is to be irreverent and indeed rude. And so we either have to accept that we will have such things as political cartoons. And if so, we all have to develop, you know, a thick enough skin to deal with it. And there's just really no other way forward. But I do think it's encouraging now that there are many voices, even inside the Western Muslim community, certainly, who understand that this kind of overreaction is counterproductive and unhelpful to them. So, you know, for example, there was a production, German theater production, of a play based on the Satanic Verses in Potsdam near Berlin about 6 months ago. And of course, as usual, whenever anything with that book rears its head, people were worried about trouble. But what happened was that nothing happened. Mm-hmm. What happened is that the play came out and people liked it or didn't like it and it finished its run, ended. And there were many Muslim voices in Germany at the time saying, do not overreact to this. Do not rise to it, if you like, you know. And I think it's good if that kind of sensibility is developing.
But on the other hand, do you think that novelists have learned their lesson when it comes to writing about the Prophet Muhammad or core principles of Islam, that it's just best to stay
away? I think people are scared. There's no question that there's an atmosphere of fear. But I would hope that novelists have not learned their lesson. Novelists, actually, in my experience, are very bad at learning lessons. Obstinate creatures, novelists, you know, bloody-minded creatures. And without them, you know, the world would be a poorer place.
Salman Rushdie, talking with Steve Paulson. A new edition of the Satanic Verses was published on its 20th anniversary.